Here's a thought about roads. I would propose that you cannot be a landscape photographer unless you have an intimate relationship with roads, because roads take you everywhere you need to go, unless you're backpacking somewhere. And even if you're backpacking into some difficult-to-reach and obscure location, you still have to drive down a road in order to get you to the trailhead. Landscape photography is inextricably tied to roads. And one of the things I've noticed in my long career in photography is that not all roads are the same. There are roads that are my favorite roads to drive down because they seem to yield so many wonderful photographs. And there are other roads that I drive down and, you know, if I get a photograph or two, I'm lucky. I've been driving interstates all the way back from the West Coast, and they're one of my least favorite roads. I never get an interesting photograph from an interstate, mainly because there's no place to pull off and stop and take a picture. Although, I suppose I could do a project about rest areas. That's another topic. I'd go so far as to say that it's almost impossible to take a good picture from an interstate. Much higher chances that you'll get a good picture from a blacktop two-lane road going through the country somewhere. But my favorite are dirt roads. I'm not even sure a photography trip is a photography trip until I find myself traveling down a dirt road. I love that freedom with a dirt road that I can stop almost anywhere and make a photograph. So no matter what I see, there's almost always a way to park the car and get out and make the photograph, even if you're sort of parked in the middle of the dirt road. Anybody who happens to come down the dirt road can probably get around you just fine. So roads are a big deal to us photographers. And that brings me to today's little tidbit of advice. I've learned to rely probably excessively on the GPS in my phone to get me wherever I need to go. But there's a much better form of map that I have found so useful and has gotten me into so many interesting photographic locations. And if you're not familiar with them, you need to be familiar with them, and that is the Delorme maps, D-E-L-O-R-M-E, Delorme maps. They're known as the Delorme Atlas and Gazetteer, and they list every road you can possibly imagine. I don't care how rough and how poorly traveled a dirt road is, it's probably going to show up in a Delorme map. Which list, by the way, not only every teeny tiny road and, of course, the interstates and the major roads, but they're also topographic maps. So they show you land contours, where the roads follow a creek or a cliff. They're very detailed. Many, many pages for every state. As a matter of fact, each state has its own Delorme map book, and I simply can't recommend them enough. While I've been down in Colorado this last month photographing, the Delorme maps of Colorado have been a godsend. They've shown us so many interesting places to go. And so many of the photographs I made in Colorado, I would have never known to even go there if it hadn't been for the curiosity of, I wonder what's down that road. So, if you're not familiar with Delorme maps, consider this your introduction. You can get them from Amazon.com. Buy the one for your own state and start there, because you'll probably find there are so many interesting little roads that you never even knew existed that can take you to so many places where you can make fascinating landscape photographs. And by the way, Delorme maps work great when your cell phone runs out of batteries and your GPS can't get a signal. Basically, I never go out photographing anymore without having a Delorme map that'll help guide me into unknown territory as I search for photogenic locations.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.